The state of Arizona's air is not great. That's according to the American Lung Association's 2019 State of the Air Report. Among other findings, it gave failing grades to four Arizona counties, including Maricopa. With me now to talk about this year's report is Joanna Struther, the American Lung Association's Director of Advocacy. Joanna, good morning.
Good morning.
So Maricopa County has apparently pretty bad air.
Yes. When it comes to our 2019 report and two of the most dangerous and widespread air pollutants, which we look at, ozone and particle pollution, we see that Maricopa County and the Phoenix metro area ranks really high, which is not good for these pollution and these particle matters.
Is the cause pretty much what we all assume it is, just lots of people and sort of the geography of this place?
Yes. So when it comes to ozone, vehicle emissions absolutely contribute. You know, here in the Phoenix metro area, we have about 6 million people. So those vehicle emissions do contribute to some of the high ozone days. And then we're in the city of Sun, where we see an abundance of sunlight almost all year long. So that's helps to add to the recipe of ozone. And then, you know, the dust. We have a lot of people who use fire pits outdoors. You know, it's so nice, especially this time of year. All of those things contribute to ozone and PM2.5, which is what we track in our report.
That's the fine particulate matter.
Yes, extremely fine particles, yes.
So what does that do to our health?
Sure. So breathing in, again, these are two of the most widespread and dangerous air pollutants. And so breathing these in can cause or worsen your asthma. They can worsen chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, cardiovascular harm, and fine particles can actually cause lung cancer, which is why we're very concerned about our air quality.
Are there things that individuals can do about this to try to make the air better, or is it sort of a bigger systemic change that needs
sure.
to happen?
Sure. So everybody can help to clean up our air. And in fact, we've partnered with the Maricopa County Air Quality Department and the Arizona Department of Air Quality to take the air challenged. And simply by committing to driving less, you know, will help, you know, carpool. I saw that I pulled up in your parking lot today. You had carpool spots. So just by saying, you know, to a coworker, hey, would you like to carpool today can add to cleaning up our air.
Let me ask you about a couple of counties that actually did reasonably well. Cochise and Navajo counties got Bs, which were the two counties that got basically better than a C in the state. What is it about those particular places that leads them to have relatively decent air?
Sure. So we don't see the high population that we have in the Phoenix metro area. So that's one of the contributors, is that we don't have all of those vehicle emissions and people sitting on I-10 for over an hour. So they don't have some of those issues that we see here. And obviously, you know, weather patterns change, and so air moves around. But those monitors this year and in this report did improve.
Are there particular times of year when the air tends to be worse, especially in the Metro Phoenix area?
Yes. So usually in the winter months, actually, the ozone does tend to be worse. Sometimes, you know, we have weather patterns where some of that colder air will get trapped in this valley and the clouds and warmer air gets on top, and that contributes to some of the high ozone. Also, you know, during some of the holidays like Christmas and New Year's, when people are using their fireplaces or outdoor fire pits, fireworks contribute to PM 2.5. So some of these things are where we see the increase with risks.
One of the other counties that did not do well was Pinal County. And we've heard in the past about how dust storms are really a problem in that area, you know, open desert and farms, and, you know, winds will come through and pick up a lot of dirt and dust, it gets in the air and causes bad readings. Is that a main cause, or is that a factor in the grade that Pinal County got?
Yes. So it is a factor in the grades and in the air monitor there in Pinal County, and what they're picking up in some of the dust storms that we see. Again, we have the high intensity of heat here as well. So that also picks up in droughts, wildfires. We saw some of those wildfires in California. You know, the air blows this way, and a lot of that was picked up on the air monitors as well.
And we should point out that this is not the first year that Arizona and Arizona counties have not done fantastic in this report, right?
Right. So this is the 20th annual State of the Air Report. And in fact, in Phoenix this year, we actually were usually on the top 25 list of cities with bad ozone.
Not a good list to be on.
Not a good list. We don't want to be on this list. And last year we were ranked 8th in the Phoenix metro, and this year we actually moved up to 7th. So our rankings did, they go up. So it was much worse this year.
All right. That is Joanna Strother, the American Lung Association's Director of Advocacy. We'll post a link to the report at theshow.kjzz.org as well. Joanna, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.